We bring in former Oregon lineman Mark Asper. Mark, what's up?
So, a couple things. One, I know sometimes you guys digress into discussions of classic film, and your mentioning of a caper afoot reminded me of a oldie but a goodie, one that a beta tape that I wore out of my grandma's house was of the Great Muppet Caper. If you haven't seen it, find it, watch it. It's timeless.
All right. Always up. Go ahead.
Speaking of the caper afoot, so I was with the Patriots right after the Deflate Gate situation, and I'd been on a number of other teams, and I'd seen pretty much the same thing happen, and everybody come out and said, you know, general consensus is everybody does adjust the ball, the playing ball, to the right, you know, PSI and tact and wear and all those things that the quarterbacks do to the ball, well, that the equipment guys do to the ball that are to the likings of the quarterbacks. And I remember one time when I was with the Vikings, I was a rookie. I was just thinking, I was playing center. I thought, I'll grab a ball and go out to the field and just snap it around. And I grabbed one of their special balls that needed to be okayed by Christian Ponder. And I just about got taken down. Like, what are you doing? Don't touch those. We spent hours getting those ready. Those are the game balls. I was like, whoa, what am I supposed to go out there and snap with? And they threw me a bag of watered down punting balls, and like, take one of those. but it always is interesting to me when a scandal breaks out after something else happened, and to try to see, you know, maybe a distant connection. So, you know, just not too long ago, Adidas came out, you know, it was reported that Adidas passed Air Jordan for the first, you know, to be the number two shoe market, profit share of shoes in the United States or the world or whatever.
Right.
And then, within a week, look at that. Something comes out, like you guys were saying. Everybody kind of knew that this was going on. Everybody knows that this is kind of an underlying dirty thing. And then as soon as something happened, Adidas, an Adidas rep gets rung up for... Gets turned in, gets called out, the feds get brought in, and somebody, you know, starts, we need to investigate this. It was always interesting to me that Adidas did something great, they get a little bit ahead, they get a little bit of, hey, we're doing good, we're all right, and then all of a sudden,
boom.
The powers that be, nope.
Wow.
Get back in line, you're not supposed to be competing with the
wow.
No, I'm not alleging anything, I'm not calling any accusation, it's just, My young mind was trained on the Great Muppet Caper to look for the unusual connection. And it's always funny because the Patriots, you know, everybody said, well, they're just doing stuff that everybody else does. But just like the Spygate or the Deflategate, there's these things that because they're ahead, somebody turned them in that for doing the same thing that everybody else does. It's just they were being too successful at it, apparently.
Well, that's a pretty dark place you defaulted to there, Mr. Asper, but I appreciate that. And anytime we can talk about the Great Muppet Caper, it's a good day.
And the Happiness Hotel, man, me and my sister, we still sing that song. It's timeless.
That's awesome. Hey, good to talk to you, Mark. Take it easy.